been joined this morning by Paul McWatt, who is the Rights, Support and Wellbeing Officer from Education Scotland. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Now, the Scottish Learning Festival 2013, huge event, happens every year. What are you looking forward to this year, at this year's event?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Particularly looking forward to two of the keynote speakers. Looking forward to Andy Hargreaves' input on looking at effective ways of implementing change. I think within my own work streams, there are lots of evidence-based approaches that we're used to using. But particularly looking at what we can learn from perhaps the business world or across the world, the best ways to implement change in order to ensure that we're impacting on the outcomes of young people. So particularly looking forward to that. Also looking forward to Avis Glazy's input, again linking in with my own work on children's rights and promoting empowerment and children's participation, but really looking forward to listening to how we can perhaps close the gap that exists so that every child, regardless of their socioeconomic background, can have access to the same opportunities within education in Scotland. So exciting stuff, and I think it will be, I'm there to learn a lot, and I think it will be really informative.
Paul, can you maybe tell us a bit about maybe one of the seminars that's in your particular domain or subject area that's going to be over the course of the 2 days? Can you tell us maybe about one of those and what people can expect?
Yeah, our team will be running a seminar on Wednesday the 25th, and it will be looking at how to recognise, realise, respect children's rights. Our team are currently working on a new professional development pack, which will be launched at the SLF at this seminar on Wednesday the 25th, to try and support practitioners from all sectors to understand what rights are all about, what human rights are all about, mm-hmm. what's particularly special about children's rights, and how they can, I suppose, assess themselves and their progress in recognising children's rights within their establishment, but also plan improvement. So it'll be an opportunity to go through this professional development pack and listen to some practitioners who have had the opportunity to implement it or pilot it in its earliest phase.
Just to finish, Paul, the Scottish Learning Festival, what do you think it offers or brings to the educational community, the educational landscape in Scotland?
I think education's really busy. I think changes are constant. I think schools are really busy. I think the SLF offers an opportunity to step back from the busyness of being involved mm-hmm. in education, and an opportunity to reflect on it, to learn from practitioners who are pushing towards excellence, an opportunity to learn from research that's across the world, and hopefully allow that to impact on what we do within the classroom, within our schools, to again improve outcomes for young people.
Well, Paul, I hope that the festival is really successful for you and your team, and thanks very much for your time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Derek.